This Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up is guaranteed to satisfy you. Just like the guaranteed customer satisfaction you'll feel when you score a deal this weekend at Werribee Nissan. Hit werribeenissan.com.au.
You know how Taylor Swift's got her squad, her posse, her peeps? Yeah, you know, they're always at the some sort of
squad, yeah.
July 4th party in I Love Taylor Swift t-shirts. And don't get me wrong, I am a Taylor fan. I just find the posse thing, it seems a bit intimidating. I imagine they would have been the really cool group at school and I would have been, oh, I don't know whether I can hang out with you guys.
When you click on the Instagram, right, and you see the other people in the squad, you click on each of the ones tagged and they've all got like 3 million followers each.
We had Jess from the Veronicas in here the other day, who's obviously in a relationship with Ruby Rose, and they're all friends. And even Lisa was saying, just through being with Ruby, she's now got about 1 million followers.
Right.
Because it's that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, Ruby's Jessica's with Ruby and Lisa's sort of fallen behind.
Geez, there you go, Byron. You're always desperate for followers.
Need to
jump
date,
on board.
Date Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
No, you go. I wanted to say it 3 minutes ago, but it's gone.
Sorry,
time has passed.
I know. Lord, who is in this group, Lord, you know, you love a song.
Green Light.
Play a lot.
Yeah,
Green
great
Light.
Song.
So she's,
well, I bagged it, but it's good now.
He's warmed up into to it.
You always said he'd warm up, Byron. Anyway, Lord is friends with Taylor Swift, and I love this. She's been interviewed about it. And I don't know how Taylor will feel about this, but what Lord has said is being friends with Taylor Swift, she said, it's like having a friend with very specific allergies. There are certain places you can't go together, certain things you can't do, and there are these different sets of considerations and rules within a friendship. It's like having a friend with an autoimmune disease. That's, wow. I mean,
it's like being mates with Byron.
How's that difficult?
This will be good.
All you do is drink butter and coffee.
Right, correct.
You can't go out for anything else with you. Let's go for lunch. Can't eat.
I can have a high protein.
But you don't eat.
Do you know what,
It's really annoying.
It's just not fun.
Okay.
I mean,
you can't hang out.
No, I'll take that feedback.
As he drinks his butter and coffee.
Hey, Byron, let's go out for dinner. Good. Oh, hey, sorry. Of the 15 hours or the 16, I'm fasting for 16 hours.
Yeah, does that have the tart aftertaste of loneliness?
Wow. I suppose I might be like a high maintenance friend in that sense. A little bit different to Taylor Swift, though.
Yeah, you are quite high maintenance.
I'm quite well known, though. Obviously, off the streets, you're going to get stopped a lot.
But we love you, and that's why we tolerate your high maintenance.
I'll take a quote from our very own Fox FM's Carrie last night on the project. She was speaking about this, and she said that, well, if Lord was in New Zealand, she'd be the same. She wouldn't be able to go out anywhere.
It'd be very
similar for her to be in her home country going out. Her friends would be like, oh, it'd be annoying to be hanging out with her.
Well, see, I would argue that famous people, when they're this famous, they have trouble having friends because I even think...
I've got heaps.
I know you would. But the truth
Mate,
is...
He's like the Pied Piper.
You can't really do much with a friend.
Can.
No, but Taylor, I hear what Lord's saying and that would become annoying after a while.
Don't be friends with her.
Yeah, but...
Why is Lord friends with her? Because she wants to hang out and be with all the grouse stuff. If you don't want that, just be with your normal friends. You don't have to get a big celebrity friend. Just hang out with your normal friends. Go to the pub and have a froth.
Yeah, but big celebrities. Taylor deserves friends. You're just going to cut her loose into the world and have
she picks and chooses her friends. If I was just normal Joe Blow and I was like, oh, we had a really good connection, she wouldn't be mates with you unless you got over 1 million followers on. She has a criteria. She'd sit down with her people and go,
really?
800,000, sorry. 1.2, we'll be friends with her, bring her connections and let's go out for lunch.
We should do a little experiment where we should send you over and try to get you in.
I don't want to hang out with Tay-Tay.
Oh, hang on a second. Fev, if you can move her over, can you imagine the Daily Mail front page, just Fev having froths with Swifty while they listen to Triple M's Top 100 barbecue hit?
And then she writes a song about me and I take half.
Yeah!
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The new season of Game of Thrones. How exciting. Fev, it's nearly here.
Well, I haven't seen 6 yet, so
spoil
it for me.
No, I certainly won't spoil it for you, but it will air in July. But before then, oh no, a leak has occurred.
Oh no.
That has made fans' heads explode. I'm one of them. Someone's leaked a page from an upcoming edition of Empire magazine that reveals Jon Snow's real name. Now, I kind of saw this headline and I chose not to read the article. But unbelievably, we have the King of the North on the phone right now. John Snow, thanks for joining us.
Wait a minute, you mean to tell me John's not my real name? What, did someone just hear me drop a fake name while ordering at Starbucks? Like the other day I said my name was Hugh Jass. Oh, it was a lollicopter when the barista read that zinger out.
That's very funny, John, but no, it appears your name is not John Snow.
Oh, come on, I need a break, don't I? I've been stabbed and brought back to life. I don't need this on me plate. Really? Oh, I don't want a different name. I mean, I've got to get a new driver's license. Got to get a new ABN. I mean, it's almost the end of the financial year. I bought a ton of Dragon Glass on eBay. If I can't get that tax back, I'm right royally buggered. Oh, wait a minute. How do you know my name is different?
Well, you know how your younger brother, Bran...
Bran. What does he know about names? Got a stupid one anyway. Bran, who names a kid after Musa that keeps you regular? You might as well call him Metamucil.
you know how Bran, how he can see back in time, John?
Look, for other families, that might sound a tad bonkers, but in my average day, I'm surrounded by either a white walker, a dire wolf, or a man-child that can only say the word Hordor. So, yeah, I guess it's perfectly normal that my little brother can see back in time.
Well, he saw your birth, and it appears that things are a little different than when you were told. I mean... Your mother is actually... Right. Is this a spoiler alert? I can't even tell. Spoiler alert. Your mother's not actually your mother. Might be your aunt.
Wait a minute. That's a freaky family tree. You mean to tell me my auntie's me mum? Oh, cute. I mean, I know it gets cold up north, but isn't there better ways to get warm than doing the horizontal mumbo with your sister?
Oh.
No. They're suggesting maybe another really big spoiler alert.
Well, you're going to have to live with it, woman. It was at the end of season 6 if you haven't seen it.
Ned,
tough titty.
Ned, he might not be your father. He could be your uncle. So your mother is the Stark, and she named you, I don't even know how to say it, but it starts with a J.
Oh, great. You can't even read it. Great. What does it read? Like some coffee table from IKEA. Why'd I get lumped with that crap? Well, at least my name's not Hugh Jass. That guy has a tab at Starbucks that would take years to pay off.
Okay, thank you. There we go. John Snow.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
New story today that is wrong on many levels, but impressive on some. Did you hear that four men have broken out of Bali's Kerabokan? And I always struggle. I did the run-up and I still got it wrong. Kerabokan. Anyone. There's three of you in the studio.
Jeez, you wouldn't be good in the breakout, would you?
No,
we've got the plans here to keep the...
No, tear him up. Is it Kerabokan?
Kerabokan?
Prison?
The way Fev said it sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's Kerabokan, I think.
I don't think it's Kerabokan.
Kerabokan.
Hey. Jail in Bali.
Jail in Bali.
Thank you, Dave.
Chappelle's home for a few years.
Yeah, there we go. That one. Four men, they've dug a hole to get out. One of them's Australian.
Yes.
There's an Australian. There's Sean Edward Davidson from Perth. He was serving 12 months. He was convicted in September for using fraudulent travel documents.
Yes. So he was over from Australia and he was on drug charges in Australia. So he didn't want to go back.
Oh, that makes
more
sense.
Did a bit of a forge on his papers and he stayed there legally with his visa and he got fined $10,000 and a year. And he had 2 months to serve.
Right. 2 months?
He was getting out in August.
Mate.
What's he done that for?
Well, I was going to say, that's just, 8 weeks of nasi goreng you got to push through. Like, but he's like, nah, I can't do it. I'm tunnelling.
Well, he actually got interviewed a couple of months ago saying that it's the conditions, he's got no money and it's hard to live because he gets no food. But they had a video session the night before and they watched Shawshank. So they thought...
Is that a joke? Is that serious?
That was a joke.
Oh, thanks. I'm...
Like if they didn't watch Con Air. Could have gone along.
But it's just so old school that they've dug a hole and apparently at the moment, jail officials, they're currently at the scene and they're using a hose to suck the water out from the tunnels.
Well, did you see how small it was?
I know.
It was tiny.
So where have they gone?
Well, they're in the wind.
They're in the wind. They're in the wind. I like that. Are they on a boat?
I don't know because obviously he doesn't want to come back to Australia.
Because
he's got 2 months to go. But it went under three different... So they must have been digging it for a long time because it went under three different walls and they didn't notice till they did the check in the morning. So they could have done it when they went to bed. And then they've gone out through that little hole. It's all sewage, full of sewage. Bang, straight out. And they didn't. They did a bed check in the morning. And the guards noticed that they went. And the big signs went, woo, there's been an escape.
Woo. What I love about this.
There was a Rita Hayworth poster and they got behind it.
What I love, because I love Prison Break. So I'm right in with
this.
Was
on last night.
But see, the interesting thing is, you just said that, Fev, and you're right. They must have been digging this tunnel for a long time.
Yeah.
He's just been in September. Well, he's just Johnny come lately, and he's just joined on.
Well, he's jumped on their bandwagon because there was a Thai bloke, a Portuguese, and they got drug charges. So they're in there for a long time.
Right.
So they're going, I'm out. And old mates must have been sitting there going, do I go? I've got 2 months left. Now, stuff it. Let's just go. He's just gone.
He's ruined the joke, because if you could say a Thai, a Portuguese, and a Brazilian guy walk into a hole, that sounds like a joke. Now he's ruined it with four people. That's not right.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
Yes, I'm taking you guys back to January 1st, 2010.
Ooh.
And we spoke yesterday about being arrested. And that was the first time. I didn't get arrested. I was got put back in the divvy and then put in a cell just for a sleepover. It was a free accommodation and a free ride home, pretty much. Anyway, the Brisbane Lions hierarchy picked me up from out front of the watch house. And they said, we're going to put you into a clinic. And I thought, okay, what's going on here? And anyway, they said, what do you want to do now? I can't get into 11 o'clock. So I said, let's go down and get some Chinese. I had some beef and black bean.
Oh, happy new year.
Yeah, because I was not feeling the best. So I had a bit of beef and black bean and we sat around the table and discussed what the future holds. And I wasn't in a really good state. So anyway, I got put into a mental clinic in New Farm and I got admitted. And they drug you up and they give you all these drugs. And when you go into a clinic, I was on like a level 4, which is like a suicide watch because people aren't well that are in there. So anyway, I've woken up from a slumber and I'm not feeling the best. And anyway, the doctors are in there and the staff they're calling me Brian Free.
Brian.
We just had Jon Snow on his name, not his name. So it was a perfect little segue.
So they're league fans, obviously.
Yeah. So
not big with the AFL.
So BF. So they didn't want anyone to know that there. So they came up with this name called Brian Free.
It was a pseudonym.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, I thought I'd died and come back in a different world because I was not feeling well and I've been given some medication.
So they give you medication.
Yeah. I was had no idea where I was. And
then they tell you your name is Brian Free.
Brian Free. So I'm thinking, what's happened here? Am I alive or am I in a different world? I've come back as someone else.
Yeah. Did you say I'm not Brian?
I'm going, my name's not Brian, it's Brendan. They go, no, Brian, your name's Brian.
Oh, that's freaky.
And then I've obviously gone back to sleep and I've woken back up and my lunch was there. And on the lunch, they obviously label because it gets delivered to your room and it had Brian Free on it. I'm thinking, this place is for people that aren't feeling well. You're making me think I'm someone else.
Yeah, totally.
I thought I was Brian Free for 3 days because I didn't have any visitors. So I thought my name was Brian Free. So I'm getting around thinking my name's Brian.
How?
My name's Brendan. They go, no, Mr. Free, your name's Brian. Wow. Brian Free. No.
But then did you think, I'll take advantage of this and just run up the tap and go, I don't know when Brian's going to pay that off, but it's not me, mate.
I think the AFL picked up the tab. But I was actually in there for a long time. I'm trying not to make fun of being in a place mental health care, but for 3 days, they made me mental. I thought my name was bloody Brian Free.
Because if you're already vulnerable and you've been put on medication.
Well, I was a bloody hungover to start off with. And then they gave me some drugs like Seroquel and all that stuff. Because I'd never taken that before. So I was feeling the best.
But that's sort of like the start of like a Jason Bourne movie.
Yes.
It's a bit like, who are you? You're not Jason Bourne.
So for 3 days, I thought I was someone else. Mr. Brian Free.
That's a quite funny movie script where he doesn't know he has these football skills and they start doing drills and he's like, where does this come from? How do I kick snags from 60?
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of stories, stories from the Fevolution.
And I think a mate that I played footy with actually spoke about this somewhere and I didn't know this, but the Brisbane Lion boys, mate, had a little bit of a gag about it. They kept saying, how's Brian Free going in rehab?
Gee, I don't know if that's... Is that fair game?
I don't know. I got sacked in there. I don't think that's fair game either.
It's 8:01 on the Fox. Of course, if you have any issues along these lines, the Lifeline number 1311 14.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We love when these guys are in town. They've been here at the Fox a couple of times and always so much fun. Great to have them back. They've got the new single, I Was Born, available now for digital download and streaming, Fif.
Yes, Isaac, Zach, Taylor, Hanson are in the building. Welcome, boys.
How are you guys?
Oh, it's so exciting. You're here. You do have instruments in front of you. This is very big news for us because we love when you perform live.
Yes, we do too.
Yes, yeah, I bet you do. And you've got your new song, but also this is 25 years. You've got your tour that's celebrating 25 years since it all kicked off. It's insane that that was 25 years ago, but you must feel that more acutely than we do.
Oh, yeah. No, so it's wild.
We're sort of celebrating the whole career. So it's a little bit of a trick. It's 20 since we first came here.
Oh, there we go. So, I like that. So always shave extra, off a few years when you can.
Exactly. It's 20. Yeah.
And, but, you know, you can see that those extra five, they really, you know, wear on you. But we started singing 25 years ago. And I mean, the whole thing with this tour is we've always loved coming to Australia, amazing fans here. But we want to be celebrating the whole experience of making music from the very start.
Well, and with that in mind, too, we've been performing stuff that is older than even the first record as well, like doing some covers and things like that we did on our first shows, like Rockin' Robin and Johnny Be Good and things like that.
So it inspired us to make music. It's been a great tour. It's been a great tour.
Yeah, the Forum got sold out twice. So well done, guys. Just smashing it. Smashing life. Yeah. Winning life.
Winning at life.
We all love music. We all love a big celebration. But when you celebrate, boys, the thing that caught my eye here is the Hanson Brothers beer, a nice pale ale.
Yeah.
Well, I love beer, and I'm pretty sure I'd love to have one with you boys. So if you've got some of those slabs here, bring them my way.
You know, we really should have some. I feel terrible. Of course, it's, I guess, what time is it? You know,
it's 12 o'clock somewhere in the world, boys.
Exactly.
So I like that.
In
12
fact,
o'clock.
We actually have a small beer company and has several beers and also have a beer festival. So I think what you need to do is just make a little American road trip.
Yes. Yes.
You know, kind of beer festival.
I'll be the roadie. I'll carry your guitars and drink your beer.
But guys, a gold star has to go to you for calling it hops. I think.
It's one of those things that it started off as an idea that we all kind of went, we were sitting on the tour bus. This is probably about 2010 or 11. And the name came up, Isaac, throughout it, and we all laughed, and then we went, "Oh my God,
there's a business in that."
But so the first beer, the beer company is Hanson Brothers Beer, but the first thing we first beer we put out is called a pale ale called Hops. And the interesting thing about that is, we were, honored to be nominated for Grammy, but didn't win a couple of different Grammys. But we won a gold medal for that beer. So we're like, well, we won a gold medal for our beer before we won a Grammy.
Amazing.
So can you say that when you get drunk on tour, that's a tax write-off? You are just doing all your research.
Absolutely.
Oh, we have to research.
Absolutely.
How do you think it started, guys?
It's a vicious cycle.
Every single case of beer is is the receipt is marked research.
This is my sort of chat.
Now, while we've got you, we love. You may not remember this, but that a few years ago we had you on the show, and remember when you did Taylor Swift's "We're Never Getting Back Together."
I'm telling you the way I never, ever, ever get back together.
And then Byron goes over to the States, catches up with Taylor, and you mention this to her.
Have a listen. I literally mentioned this cover and thought, oh, she may or may not be aware of it, and I mentioned it, and she went off. Have a listen.
That was so exciting for me. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Because Hanson was like, I would beg my parents to let me stay up late and like watch them on late night shows and the whole thing. When I was 8 years old, they were everything. So to have them cover We're Never Ever Getting Back Together, I was just... It's just a moment. Time stopped.
And then the next minute, you're on tour with Taylor Swift. She's on her video in front of all the stadium. You are performing this song. That was pretty awesome.
That's right. Yeah. So you guys are just, bringing the stars, aligning the stars.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you're welcome. We'll be one thing.
Yeah. No,
no
thank
worries.
You. Thank you very much.
Byron's going to send an invoice.
Yeah, no. We've never got a cut of that, but we'll be obviously pursuing that.
So I guess, who do you want to work with now, guys?
Exactly.
We'll just name drop.
We'll work it out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Make it happen.
The new single is called I Was Born, available now for digital download and streaming. Sounds a bit like this. Tour's all selling out. Thanks again for coming in, boys.
Thanks, boys.
Cheers. Thanks.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I know that people often dream, particularly when they're kids, of being a Hollywood star. And this might be more a message to girls. You think, oh, that looks great to be fabulous, to be Cameron Diaz or to be, Jennifer Lawrence. And then you hear these horrible stories about what happens behind the scenes, because we look at the the Hollywood stars as all powerful, but then there are very, very wealthy executives above them that really tell them what to do. And more, and we hear these horrors. They are. And Phoebe, you often hear stories about, you know, actresses being told to lose weight. Or I know Meryl Streep came out recently and she said when she was like in her 20s and she was trying out in Hollywood, people said horrible things to her, like, you know, told her you're not attractive enough to be a leading lady. Or and now, however many Oscars later, she says...
It was like a couple of months ago when we did the model, when she went over to France. Remember the Australian model? And they told her to lose weight?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
In the modelling caper. Very
that's
similar.
Right. Very similar in modelling. Well, Elizabeth Banks, Hollywood actress, you may know from such movies as Hunger Games and other ones. Do you know any Elizabeth Banks movies?
Hunger Games 2? Or did she get killed in Hunger Games?
I reckon she's still around.
Yeah, she's still around.
In a weird twist of irony, you've lost your memory.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Interesting.
Anyway, she has come out and said that her first ever agent, so there she was in Hollywood, she's probably 20-odd, and she's walked in and tried to get an agent, and they've just looked at her and said, you need to get a boob job.
Sorry,
that's
what?
She
need to get a boob job. Now, and she didn't get one in the end, only because she didn't have enough money. And she's saying now she's so grateful she didn't have enough money because she probably would have gone, oh, okay, I'll
just
get a boob
anyway.
Job. And it always fascinates
Thailand's
me.
Thailand's cheap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That encourages.
That, no. Where I was hoping to go with this that's amazing. Like, it's one thing to look at somebody and say, hey, you know what, a bit of rouge or, you know, it's a mascara could really help accentuate your features. But when it goes into plastic cosmetic surgery, it's just
next level.
So next level.
Because you're stuck with that.
Well, you're stuck with it, but also it's surgery. It's actually going in under the knife. And I know for boob jobs, and I have a girlfriend, and she had a boyfriend. Fortunately, they're not together anymore. But he said to he used to make jokes. It was constantly like when it was birthday or Valentine's Day, he'd go, I know what I can get you, boob job. And, you know, after a while, it starts to wear on you. And she was really considering it. And I remember when she was at the point of genuinely considering it, I remember a few of us were saying to her, but is it for you or is it for him? Like, do you want the boob job? And then when, and because she was in this phase of do I, don't I, he said, well, I'm happy to, I'll go halves.
Gee. Okay, and you take one boob, I'll take the other. There we go.
I know, but it's ridiculous. That sort of that, you know, you want, when you're in a situation like that, you love a person, particularly a boyfriend or someone that close to you, to tell you that you would look better a certain way. Oh, it's just so wrong on so many levels.
You should want to do
it.
Like, you should want to do it. You shouldn't be asked to do it. If you do plastic surgery, it should be because you want to, not because someone's told you you should.
But we're so insecure and particularly about our looks, and you can be so impressionable. And I've said this before. I just said it the other day that I, when I was having my hair and makeup done at a television station a few years ago, and they were explaining to me how easy it was to get fillers to get rid of those lines, and you've definitely got to get your crow's feet looked at. And I'm thinking, you're actually telling me to get cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, which is not. I'd love to get my chin chiseled.
No, you see, I love your chin, and no one should tell you.
Mate,
it
hits
your
the microphone all the time.
Well,
it's
but impressive, if you
bro.
Did,
oh,
if you did, that would be.
Brendan wants to get it done. No one's telling him to. He wants to get it done.
No, and 13, 10, 60. If there's anyone
don't go
listening
throwing darts, bro.
Who has had somebody tell them or suggest, yes, you should get cosmetic surgery or plastic surgery, go on, get your boobs done, get your nose done. I mean, it's stunning to think that people. Do that. But
people,
they do.
I don't
people
know why
do
people,
make
people say it. And we had this conversation a while back about, because I've put on a bit of weight, and people go, oh, you need to go back in the jungle. You need to lose weight. No, I'm happy. Mm. I'm fat. I don't care. I'm having two toasties.
So in this
I'm
topic, with
I'm
this
having
topic,
two toasties right now. So
someone might say get a gastric bypass.
Right. Yes. Someone would say, Brendan, go and get that surgery.
I've got a mate who had that operation who got his stomach
bypassed.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, mate, it's the best. Should try it.
Oh, that bit hurts.
Okay. I'll be okay. I'm 13, 10, 60.
Give us a call if somebody has encouraged you to get cosmetic or plastic surgery.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hollywood actress Elizabeth Banks has come out and said that when she was starting out in Hollywood, she was told to get a boob job by an agent. They said, you won't get any work without one. And she was so impressionable at the time, she would have got it, but she didn't have any money to do it. And It beggars belief, but you'd be surprised how many people do make the suggestion that people should get either plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery. And it's such a throwaway thing, like a boyfriend could just say to a girlfriend, oh, you should get this done or get a bit of lipo or do this. And But the effect you can have on an impressionable mind, it's really dangerous. And we've got Nicole from Burwood on the line. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole, have you had somebody unbelievably tell you to get some work done?
Yeah, I did. So it was my ex-boyfriend. It got going back maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. He actually made the suggestion and did actually say, yes, I'll actually pay for half.
The boob job.
Yeah, which was quite tough. For me, that was, it played on my mind for a bit. I was, you know, quite upset. Yeah, I didn't end up going through with it. And we're not together, obviously, anymore. But, yeah, that's something that it should just definitely be for yourself and not for anyone else.
And I think it's really important. And if there are any boys listening, and it's one thing to like boobs, okay? But it's, and that's fine.
Sure.
But it, but what, and
thanks
no,
for confirming.
No, because I've got another girlfriend that's just sprung to mind. I remember she and her partner at the time, they used to talk about, oh, yeah, we're getting our boobs done, like ours, like it's all, you know, that she wanted them and he wanted her right. to have them, and that, and she was going along with it complicitly. But the point is, I think, when somebody says, oh, I love you, babe, I love you.
But
I just really like boobs. Mm. The what you're hearing as the recipient of that is, turn oh, you say, don't like me the way I am. Mm. And I think that's the key to this.
Should turn around and say, well, you grow some. If you like
very
them so
good
much.
Point. You go and get some. But it's just interesting. I think you should always think, if before, and if you're a guy listening to this, don't imply it or encourage it, because you're basically saying to somebody, I don't like you the way you are. Amanda in Geelong. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Amanda. Have you had somebody encourage you to get cosmetic work?
So basically, I used to be in the pageant industry.
Oh.
And I was told if I wanted to further my career anywhere, I had to have breast enlargement done. Otherwise, I would basically go nowhere.
Oh, Amanda, did you go anywhere? Did you keep it up? Did you pursue it?
No. So after my third competition, and I was told that, I gave up because I thought I was 20 years old, and I basically thought that was disgusting to tell a 20-year-old.
Isn't it?
I did end up getting them done. I got them done for myself. It was something I always wanted to get done, but to be told that I had to have them done to go anywhere, I thought, yeah, it was a bit disgusting.
I know, and Amanda, obviously that's one individual in that industry, but it's just too terrible to think that in an industry, because that happens a lot in modelling as well, acting, that people can get around saying that. And look, as you said, you chose to do it and you've gone ahead with it, but just think anything that makes somebody feel insecure or bad about their own body image is wrong.
Yeah, you have to be fully aware of that double standard as well. Because, you know, Bridget's sister who came in here, she was here for a week and she worked on Home and Away.
Yes.
And she was saying that a lot of the actors, as male actors, have the opposite where they've been told, like, oh, you get better as you get older. So when you're 40, 42, you could be a great leading man. When women cop that whole, you got to be better, you got to look younger, you got to look. That's just a double standard. It's not anyone's
rules.
Well,
hopefully that is turning now, though, because what I love is Helen Mirren and Meryl Streep and Judi Dench. You do, I hope that has changed. But
is Amanda still there?
No, she's gone.
We can try and find
question.
Her.
I'd love to know, once she got her boob job done, did she get more work or did it taper
that's
off?
That's interesting. Well,
and I was wondering if the pageant winners, because she was saying you had to have that to do well in the pageants, was she seeing all these girls with fakies win
were
the pageants? Were they just all winning?
Interesting. Well, maybe we can get Amanda back. And Andrea in Narre Warren. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Fee. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Andrea. Have you had somebody ask you to get some work done?
I had an ex-partner that asked me to have numerous surgeries done. I'm no longer with him today, but I was asked to go and have 3 different surgeries done. I was actually very shocked when he asked me.
What did he ask you to get? Yeah.
So, but I did go and have the 3 surgeries done, and even still today, I'm still very body conscious, and I want to go over to Bangkok and have more done.
Oh no, Andrea! Oh dear! So hang on, and again, no judgment here. You've done that, but oh my goodness. Are you happy now, Andrea?
I'm still not happy. I'm very body conscious that someone will be looking at me like saying, like, am I fat, or, you know, she doesn't look right, or she's
Andrea.
A big girl.
So did you have these insecurities before your ex-partner said that? And that's what made you do it? Yeah, so he's actually forced that onto you. Now you think that way.
Sure has, Dale, sure has. And even still today, like, I've had 3 children and I still even... Like, you look at those things over at Bangkok and you look, oh, they've got wonderful bodies. I'd love to have that.
No, Andrea, that is, and you know what? This is the shame. And even being a mum of a daughter, I worry about this because all it takes is coming across the wrong influence and that the wrong boy, you met the wrong boyfriend, Andrea, because now, and what I feel for with you, because this becomes addictive and it's you watch this in a lot of Hollywood stars and a lot of people with profile and with money, they end up, they don't know when to stop. And Andrea, my recommendation to you is stop now.
I've had the three surgeries done and I still don't feel right. But I know, Del, that's the problem.
Do you know what, Andrea, I would highly recommend, because that what you're looking to have fulfilled in you and that part of you that needs to feel better and more secure in yourself, I think it starts all in the mind. And I would 100%. Honestly recommend talking to somebody. I would get some counselling before you went near a surgeon again.
We'll get you to or
watch.
There.
I watched the TV show last night after your show, I think, Boxy, that was on. It was called Botched.
Oh, yeah.
So it was cosmetic surgery that went wrong.
Mm.
Maybe watch that, and that might turn you off not getting it, because it's not good.
Well, it's
not
also chasing the Holy Grail.
It's not natural.
Andrea, you will get so much surgery, and you'll never feel that feeling is to feel good about yourself. And you have to feel good about yourself. All your wobbly bits, all your small bits, your big bits, you've got to love it all, Andrea. I strongly recommend you talk to someone.
Of course, the Lifeline number as well is 13 11 14 if you're ever experiencing those sorts of issues.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Former federal MP and Queenslander millionaire Clive Palmer has found himself in the news again. A month ago, Clive turned up to a court case about the collapse of his company, Queensland Nickel, where over 800 people were laid off, and he was clutching a sick bag with the breathing apparatus, a pillow and a blanket. Anyway, he claimed to have pancreatitis and was on a morphine-based medication, which he said made him lose his memory.
Mm.
Yet, a month later, he was on a luxury Spanish cruise ship with his family. So to defend himself,
he's taking the piss.
We have Mr. Palmer on the phone. Hi, Mr. Palmer.
Hola, cobber stars, comrades.
Mr. Palmer, gee, you're in a good mood for a man who, under oath, said you were so sick you were, in fact, losing your memory.
Oh, no, I am losing. Who's this? What? Where are my pants? What's going on?
Mr. Palmer, we sort of feel like maybe you've told a few porky pies in your court case.
I ate a few.
Oh, well, I've eaten a few. Well, no, firstly, okay, I'm not lying, because initially, I'm not wearing any pants, okay? This Spanish humidity is causing havoc on my sweaty bot, so I had to hear it. And secondly, I have lost my memory. Just on my smartphone, okay? It's full, and I can't save any photos, which is a shame, because my tan at the moment is looking A1.
But, Clive, you said to the courts that you had pancreatitis.
Oh, no. They misheard me. I said I had tickets to pancreatitis. It's the main shipping port in Athens, right?
Clive, can you see that it looks suspect that you said, one hand, you're suffering from a serious ailment in a court case, but then only a few weeks later, you're on holiday.
Well, I am suffering, okay? I'm suffering grotesquely, okay? I was on this cruise, and I saw a stand-up comedian the other night, and he hounded me with lies that he'd made up that embarrassed me and my family. He looked me in the eyes, and he said, "What is your name?" I answered, "Mr. Palmer." He then asked, "Where's your five daughters?" I don't have five daughters, okay? He's lying about me. He's lying.
Clive, the company that you own collapsed with $300 million of debt, yet you had enough money to take your entire family on a luxury holiday. I mean, can't you see how that looks a little bit bad to the general public?
Oh, I understand that. I understand there's been some scrutiny in the press, but don't worry. I do have a foolproof plan to make sure I get that money back.
Well, that's great. What is it?
I am going to destroy the buffet on this cruise. I'm going to get half of that back on the seafood alone.
Right.
I am going to town on it.
There we go. Clive Palmer, thanks for your time.
That Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up was probably the best time you've spent today. The best time to get a deal is this weekend at Werribee Nissan. Everything is on sale. Hit werribeenissan.com.au.